With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and talking now with Essex Tech High School hockey coach Mark Leonard. And coach, crazy, really crazy time of year. Congratulations on winning the Ray Kenny Classic, and welcome back to MSO.
Thanks for having me, Rick. Yeah, it was a great weekend for the boys. Played a couple great games down the Cape and brought back a little bit of hardware.
You know, I have to ask you, Mark, before we even get into the game details, and I've never asked this of coaches before this time of year, what's it like on family life, on personal life as a coach? Because so much stuff is going on. The kids have, I'm sure, other distractions, but they're also focused on the beginning of the season. What's that whole logistics like for you guys?
Yeah, it is a little bit tough, you know, because the kids aren't in school and they're laying around all day, and I'm sure they'd rather be home playing with their new shiny toys from Christmas. But they come to the rink, they work, and you know, it's kind of like their team is kind of like an extended family, so they're really kind of hanging out with their family a little bit, I guess. You know,
is that the same for the coaches?
Yeah, I mean it's. Hockey is such a huge part of our life and my family's life. My wife is, you know, they're just used to the coaching lifestyle. So when you have a practice on Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve, it's a strain, but it's something that we love to do, and it's part of the commitment to the team. Same as the players, you know, they're committed to the team. They have to be there, and coaches do too.
I would think it's part of the excitement of the season too, knowing that this is coming up. You know, the holiday season and the hockey season, and finally, coach, trip to Falmouth and so on. What's that like?
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Paul Moore, the Falmouth coach, is a good friend of mine, and he had asked me, they were looking for a team, and you know, I said it's a little tough competition, but it'd be good for us. And you know, as it turns out, it was. You know, we did very well.
I want to get to the tournament in just a second here, but you talk about tough competition. You guys have played some really close games so far this year. What are you, 4-1 right now?
Yes, 4-1, and our loss was to Linfield in overtime. So we played some pretty close games and come back a few times and showed a lot of character.
And the thing about the Linfield game, I know Coach Gardner was really excited to be able to pull that one out. So that shows you where your team is at in terms of you know, on the other team's schedule. Now, looking back at those games over the beginning of the season, all close games, Mark. it does build character. And what is it like for you guys as coaches to see how these games come out? Because I'm sure that there's a lot of strategy going on, but also shift by shift, paying attention to detail.
Yeah, you know, it's tough. It's the games go by so fast and they're so close. You know, we have play a very difficult schedule, and you know, we don't really have many nights off, and so the kids have to be ready, and you know, it's. I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's all right, Mark. I know you've
seen your moment there. I apologize.
You think you have seen your moment, so let me tell you. No, but Coach, getting back to it, let's just go by it and focus here. Essex Tech over Newburyport 3-0 to open up the season. Huge win for you guys.
Yeah, that's a big win for our program. You know, they've been the class of that league for a while, and you know, they're down a little bit this year. They lost a bunch of kids, but they're still Newburyport, and to beat them in their place to open the season, you know, gave us a lot of confidence rolling into the Winthrop game. And we were down in that Winthrop game. We came back and won it in the third period. I mean, we've had some strong third periods. We've scored four goals against Falmouth in the third, and so we've showed some resilience to come back as well, so that's nice to see.
What have you seen for leadership that stand out for you? I know you've got Brady Leonard and your captains and so on and your goalie. What are some of the standouts, especially in this tournament at the Ray Kenny?
Yeah, I mean, right off the bat, our goalie, Tegan Moreau, he was a JV goalie last year, and this fall, you know, this winter won the job, and has done tremendous. He's a quiet kid, but he just has so much confidence, and the kids feed off it. The captains have done a tremendous job. Brady Leonard, Andrew McKenna, Mason Sutcliffe, Jaden Vargas, the seniors, and Anthony Vicente, who's not a captain but has a big voice in the room, and you know, just we have an older team. I think we spoke before. We have a lot of juniors and a lot of seniors.
Mm-hmm.
When you have an older team, you know, makes things a lot easier. They've been around. They know what I expect, and they know what it takes to win by this time. So they're fun teams to coach when they're older.
Were you down in the Cape, Coach, you know, day after Christmas or 2 days after Christmas, in terms of the kids' mental focus and so on? You played a tough game against, well, and everybody you've played has a winning record, but, you know, a tough game against Wellesley. And then at nighttime, just tell me about the logistics of that and what it takes for you coaches and whoever showed up as parents and chaperones to take care of business, so to speak. It's, you want your kids to focus, but it's also a little bit of a getaway, and it's holidays.
Yeah, right. There's, you know, it's a fine line. We want the kids to relax and have fun and enjoy the time away because, you know, hockey, growing up, that's what you do. You go to tournaments, you stay in hotels. So they're kind of pros at it by the time they get to high school. And, you know, it's you go down there, the focus is the game. You know, you're worried about the pregame meal, which, you know, we set that up, and then you get to the rink, and you get through that first game, and then you can kind of take a breath and relax a little bit, but then you have to focus. You know, it's not like, you know, go hang out at the pool all night at the hotel.
Yep.
You know, you have a quick meeting and, you know, make sure they eat and kind of just hang out and relax, and then you give them a curfew. And
tell me about the ebb.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, tell me about the ebb and flow of the championship game against Falmouth. What was that like?
Yeah, that was, you know, fortunately we scored first in the first period, which, you know, we've been fighting from behind in a lot of these games. So that gave us a little bit of a jump. We fought, it was, you know, 1-0 after one. We got one in the second. It was 2-0 after two. So it was never really in hand. And they had a lot of good chances. Our goalie played tremendous. And, you know, we got the 3-goal lead in the third, but then they came back and got a shorthanded goal on us, so we really couldn't breathe until the end, but we hung on. But a great game, and to beat a program like Falmouth, you know, in Falmouth in their own tournament was pretty special for our program.
What are you happy about so far with your team, Coach?
I got to say, I've been doing this a long time, and this team works as hard or harder than any team that I've had. You know, they made a commitment to not get outworked this year, and so far they've been, other than a period or two here or there, they've been the hardest working team, and I'm most proud of that.
You have no time off, which is incredible. You know, coming up, you're playing on Wednesday, is that correct?
Yeah, we play Wednesday against our old rival, Shasheen, so that's always a battle, and, you know, they may be down a little bit this year. They lost a bunch of seniors, but, you know, Chuck will get them ready for us, and it's going to be a battle, but we look forward to that. And
well,
we go right back at it Saturday with a league game against Amesbury. So, yeah, no rest this time of year.
Well, the thing I'm looking at Shasheen is they're scoring goals like crazy. So
yeah.
I would imagine that's a focus, is try to keep them in their own zone.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, but I'm not going to say that on the radio because we don't want to, you know, Chuck to find out my secrets. You
know? Okay, Mark. Hey, listen, man, I appreciate your taking the time on this Sunday evening. I know it's wild, and I know you guys are all exhausted, but I'll check in with you again. Congratulations, and thank you so much, Coach.
Rick, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Take care, Mark.
Okay, you too.
Okay, bye-bye. That is Mark Leonard, who is the Essex Tech hockey coach. MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.